Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and the winter has been here. It's gone. It returns. It's going away. Who knows what's going on? But one thing I do know, no matter if there's snow, it's a nice summer day, there's always something to do at Powder Ridge Mountain Park and Resort. And we're going to get into that this morning with Sean Hayes. He's the president and CEO of said Powder Ridge Mountain Park and Resort. Sean, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Joey. Nice to be here.
So that's one thing, you know, we'll get into, but we'll, you know, we're in winter-ish, I guess we can say, but there's always winter stuff coming up, and there's also summer and spring things going on at Powder Ridge. One of the things I was looking at on the website, I'm excited for it, it looks amazing, coming up March 13th, you got the cardboard box sled race. What is that all about?
We take our tubing runs that we have, and we have both corporate sponsors, kids division, and families build their cardboard sled. So the simple rule is duct tape, cardboard, nothing metal, nothing fake and plastic on it, and they race down the hill. It is a great time, and it raises money for a great charity. And that is the adaptive skiing program that we do here at Powder Ridge.
That's awesome. So if people want more information, I'm assuming they can visit the website. We'll give that link out in a little bit. I mean, you guys, and then the following that is the day before, the Big Hair, Big Air.
Absolutely. It's a tradition of most ski areas. And this thing is goes back to the 70s. Dress up, get the hair up in the air. And then, yes, we are putting out our giant airbag. So all those that want to try tricks or thought about trying to get a little bit of air, guess what? You can now land in a giant airbag with your skis or your board or your snow bike. So come on out and try it.
And one thing, you know, someone told me that you have to ask about the snow bikes. What's with the snow bikes?
Okay. You know, when we were looking at Powder Ridge, you know, we acquired, you know, it was closed at the time, but I wasn't into skiing. Mm-hmm. I grew up on, you know, bikes. I grew up, then graduated up to motorcycles and never was a skier. So, you know, for those of us that are up in the age, bad knees, bad hips, bad whatever, snow bikes give you the ability that if you can ride a bike, we can get you skiing from top of the mountain after a 30-minute lesson. It is intuitively much easier than learning to ski or board. You have a bike, full suspension that you're sitting on. Instead of two wheels, it's two skis. But then you put two mini skis on your feet, so you have four points of contact with the snow. So it is much easier to control and come down the hill. But the sensation is like skiing, high-end skiing sensation on day one. It is incredible. It's taking the country by storm. So, you know, we're very happy with the results. We have bikes here you can rent, so you don't have to have the equipment to start off.
Okay. I know that's one thing I think a lot of people are hesitant to get into skiing in general and stuff like that is there's a little bit of an expense up front. And if it's not for everyone, so that's cool that you guys allow, you know, the snow bike rentals. Do you do ski rentals for people in classes too, or?
Absolutely. We always have lessons. It's a busy part of the season. And let's not write off winter here yet. You know, we're still in the mix of it. We're making snow tonight. We're making snow. We made snow earlier this week. So for the next 2 to 3 weeks, Powder Ridge, despite what you see in the backyard, we have plenty of snow. So come out, ski, board, or snow bike.
And the snow, and then snow tube, which I still have to get out there and do snow tubing because that's more my speed.
Yeah, we're doing snow tubing up to the 13th of March. And most of those sessions, believe it or not, are already sold out. But get on the website. There's a couple of sessions still available. It is a great time, and you don't have to, you know, it's not sledding where you're walking up the hill every time. We have a conveyor belt lift that takes you up to the top.
See, that's all that I'm all about that, because, you know, I'm not, and the kids are not either. You know, when I was young, you sled down the hill, you walked back up. The walking up part now at my age is like, I don't want to do that. So that's cool that you offer that, you know, conveyor belt ride back up, if you will. And
that's right.
You know, we'll transition a little bit here. This, because you said something earlier, I thought was interesting. The tubing doesn't end. It's not an only winter thing.
No, it is not. So we'll relaunch this year our synthetic tubing. It'll be open in the May timeframe. So you're on synthetic snow, basically going down the tubing lanes all summer long. That's along with all the other summer activities that we're offering on the mountain this year.
And that's the thing, you know, Powder Ridge is not Powder Ridge skiing. It's Powder Ridge Mountain Park and Resort. There's always something going on. And I know one thing, a lot of people are excited. You know, the past 2 years have just been, you know, written off in the history books in my mind. But the Summer Music Series is coming back.
It's coming back strong. We launched it last year, really, during the heat of the pandemic, et cetera, and we had great response. Mm-hmm. So people love the idea of that outdoor amphitheater. We took our tubing area, and we really made it into an amphitheater. We put a big stage. We're bringing in acts, but it's an affordable activity for the whole family. We have 7 concerts booked. We're looking at between 7 and 10 concerts for the summer series. We offer a season pass where you and your family can buy the season pass for the entire season or the individual concerts. Check them out. It's a phenomenal series coming this year. We start in June.
And what is the website if people want some more information?
The website is powderridgepark.com.
And if you're there, you know, you're looking summer, you're looking festivities, there's wedding venues there. You can do so much. And I know one thing, a lot of people, my cousins do this a lot up there, is the mountain biking in the summer.
Absolutely. Mountain biking is growing. It's downhill lift service. It's the only lift service mountain biking trails in Connecticut. So you're not pedaling uphill. You're putting the bike on the hook and you're going up to the top and you're using gravity to come down. It is a growing sport. So for all those skiers, those boarders, look at your activities don't have to stop. You're still traversing the mountain during the summer on a downhill mountain bike, which we have plenty available if you want to try it. They're on a rental basis. We have lessons for downhill mountain biking. But, you know, the big thing I want to make sure everyone knows, the biggest question is the restaurant open year-round?
I was just saying, in the summer, it's not the ski lodge. Is it the mountain bike lodge?
Exactly. So we've transitioned the whole thing. So we have outdoor dining, indoor and outdoor dining with fire pits, et cetera, all year round with really good American fare food.
Now, you know, you said with the pandemic, have you seen more families getting out and about and doing things like the skiing or the tubing or the mountain biking in the summer? Just kind of families getting outdoors, doing things together again?
Yeah, I was really encouraged. You're absolutely right. The last 2 years, the one benefit we've seen is people are getting back outdoors, rediscovering. Certainly skiing went through a big spike last year, and it continued this year. So they're getting hooked on those outdoor activities. So mountain biking, and even if you want a more casual, we put in last year a disc golf course that you take the lift up, a scenic ride up to the top of the mountain, and you play 9 holes of golf coming down the hill. So there's a casual activity that the whole family can enjoy.
And getting outdoors, that's one of the things I've saying for the past 2 years, that it's so nice to see when you're driving around like the state trails and the parks that people are getting back outdoors. The one place that didn't close during this whole pandemic was the outdoors.
Absolutely. And again, it's getting kids back motivated out from behind the TV and their phone screens. I mean, it was an amazing sight to see last summer how many families enjoyed a day or a couple of hours in the afternoon and then dinner with us. And with, again, even beyond the live or the music series, which are the bigger concerts, every Saturday night, okay, we have live music at the restaurant outdoors. So it's a smaller venue, an acoustic set with two or three band members, and they're playing to the dinner crowd sitting around fire pits, tables. It's a phenomenal time, and really it was rediscovered because people wanted to be outdoors.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one of the things. You know, a lot of people, if you're an adult, skiing kind of scares you, the falling. Kids are great to learn to ski because they have no fear yet of falling. So get them hooked when they're young. You know, hang out in the lodge and watch them enjoy it.
Right. They bend a whole lot easier than us older guys.
Exactly. Well, Sean, I appreciate your time this morning. This is one of the questions I ask a lot of my guests. Is there one thing about Powder Ridge Mountain Park and Resort that you want more people to know? You know, what is it, that like hidden gem that you don't think enough people know about the park? What is that?
You know, I think it really comes down to what we're trying to create is a destination for the entire family. So, you know, you don't have to get away to go skiing. You don't have to get away to go mountain biking because there's something here for every member of the family. If it's shopping with our craft fairs, if it's casual dining, if it's, you know, a scenic ride alone for a certain member of the family, while the other ones do the more extreme sports, downhill mountain biking or skiing. So we make sure every part of the year the entire family has something to do.
Yeah, because that's one thing we didn't even get into is the spring market. I mean, there's always going on out at Powder Ridge.
That's right. So we do a lot of activities. There's something, again, that everyone in the family can enjoy, even the more casual that just wants a casual activity that's fun. You can go tubing. You can do anything you want here at Powder Ridge. But most importantly, we are here year-round. Come out and enjoy the outdoors.
And if anyone wants some more information on everything going on at Powder Ridge, it's powderridgepark.com. And joining me this morning, Sean Hayes, President and CEO of Powder Ridge Mountain Park and Resort. Sean, thank you for joining me this morning. That's an amazing thing that you ended on. You know, people just need to get out, do things, because there's great things happening like Powder Ridge right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.